Bill Hotzenpiller is an amazing person. He's the pastor of a fast-growing church in Southern California. When the COVID shutdown came, he was one of the few pastors, at least initially, to stand up to Governor Gavin Newsom and to keep his church open. And over time, he started a ministry called American Faith that is doing some phenomenal things. I met him at these Reawaken America tours that he and I have both spoken at, and I could tell there was something very special about him. So when he was in our area recently, I invited him into the studio to talk about what's going on in America and also to get his opinion about Donald Trump running again. You don't want to miss our conversation. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back and welcome to you, Pastor. I appreciate you coming all the way to our studio. You have quite a reputation, your church out in California.
Well, thank you so much, Steve.
And then you've now you've gotten involved in, shall I say, current events, especially with COVID, with all of this mess that's happened in the recent years in the political realm.
Right.
And you started American Faith. Tell me why you did that and how you did it.
You know, it really was being in a situation of Governor Newsom and his lockdown of churches and intolerance toward Christianity. And I think I just really came to a place of anger and frustration. I said, I've got to do something. I don't know what it is. So I began to really build sermons around the topic of freedom, liberty, talked about our founding as a nation. And then we got the URL for that site, and next thing I know, I'm doing a gala, and I've got, now I have 120,000 daily subscribers to our newsletter with a 71% open rate. So, you know, so it kind of grew apart from our knowledge and wisdom. It was just really, I think, an act of God.
Well, I have a friend from California that calls him Newsolini.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
And it's just incredible to see what's happened. And the scary thing for the rest of us is that California kind of leads the country in so many ways. Where do you think all this is going?
Well, I think there's two ways it can go. I think number one, I really see evidence already in California of a moving to the right. I think there's a hunger for God in California that's really enriched in the soil. I mean, great movements of God have come out of California, whether it's Jesus Movement, Vineyard Movement, Calvary, Billy Graham. I mean,
even Azusa Street.
Azusa Street, exactly.
Right there in LA.
Yeah. And so I don't know if there's a state, I don't think there is, it's had more of like those big movements of God than California. So sometimes God works in that contradictory and that tension between the good and the evil and in the unexpected. So I really am very confident. I think the other way it can go is ruin. And that is that we fail as Christians to really do our part in prayer and engaging culture. So I think it can go that way as well. But I really lean into, I really believe that we're seeing great things happening.
Well, I know that you are an expert when it comes to end times. And when we read the Bible, which is mainly, I think of the book of Daniel and the Old Testament, the book of Revelation, the New Testament, you know, it's hard for even people who've been in church a long time to understand what's going on. But it seems to be saying that some really bad things are going to happen eventually. Most of us, or maybe I should just say me and my family, we always thought, yes, this is going to happen, but it's going to be so far in the future that our great-great-grandchildren may deal with it. But I mean, now it looks like things are coming to some kind of head. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, here's the truth. The truth is that we know the end times are coming. And if we're closer down to that end, then we're closer to the end times. The curiosity around the subject is obvious. I mean, Matthew 24, the disciples, they want to know, what is the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Okay. And so we still ask those questions. So when we begin to see things line up, for me, Matthew 24 is a key because it's one of the things that says this nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. First time that happened was World War I. So now we can timeline to some degree Matthew 24. That's 1914, 1917. We can begin to just kind of move through that. When we begin to see this lawlessness come, then we tie in another book called Thessalonians, and we see that there's a lawless one coming. So I wrote a book a few years ago on the subject of lawlessness. Little did I know it would be probably more relevant in the last 2 years than it was when I wrote it several years before that. And I think we can all understand lawlessness. So lawlessness, changing of times, changing of laws, we're seeing that happen. We're seeing groups like World Economic Forum come to the forefront, and they're trying to take away rights. They're trying to deal with take away democracy, the rise of a digital currency. Those are all biblical concepts that we can read in the scripture.
So what does an average person do? You know, you're trying to raise your family. You're trying to press into God rather than be a lukewarm Christian. You know, you got kids in school. Now they're teaching transgenderism in some places. Why does an average person do except just kind of throw up your hands?
And I think that is part of our problem, is that it seems so big, we don't do anything. I always say start local. Start on a small level. Impact your school boards and impact your local government. Vote local. We get so caught up in the national, which is very important, but we forget that locally is where most of the stuff's going to happen. So I think that's first step. I think teach your children. Raise your children up like Deuteronomy tells us to, you know, in the nurture of God, and teach them to praise God in the morning, in the noon, in the evening. I think those are critical, important things. Find ways to separate your family from the hostile environment that they find themselves in, and whatever that means. That might mean changing schools. It might mean changing communities. It might mean changing jobs. But I think you have to say, we're in a mode here where we have to, like Nehemiah, we got to almost have a sword in one hand and a hammer in the other. We've got to have the word of God in one hand, and we've got to be shaping culture every single day of our life.
Absolutely. And that doing things locally may not have seemed so important, but it became very important during COVID.
It did.
I mean, my sister lives in California, a little bit north of you, and the sheriff in her county refused to enact what Sacramento was telling him to do. So I don't know that full story, but I mean, that's just where a local situation in California wasn't near as bad. Here where I live in Florida, it's a pretty red area. If you visit, looks like anywhere else, the same stores, you know, our media is all the same. But our sheriff is so on fire for God that he is speaking at our annual prayer breakfast this year.
Wow.
You know, and yes, we have bad things happen here, but while police are resigning many places, they're all applying to work in our county because it's so conservative. Yeah. So this is just a very simple example of where a local situation can be very different than what we see on the news. And we all have a sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. Even a little old grandmother has a sphere of influence with her family, the people in her church, whatever. And you're right, most of us feel intimidated that we can't make any difference. But there's lots of examples where just a few people made a difference.
There is. And there's several pastors that I'm good friends with. And we kind of were all in the same grouping when it came to COVID. And that is, this is wrong. We're not going to close down our doors. And one was up north, Rob McCoy, and he's the Calvary Chapel, Thousand Oaks. And, you know, he was fined, what, $1,000 a day.
And so is Cheon. I've done podcasts with both of them.
Right.
They're both
so
friends.
Now he's over in L.A. County. So we've got all these different counties. Then we've got Jürgen Mathews down in San Diego. Then we're in Orange County. And we're in the safest county in terms of politics. And so we have the easiest time of all of them. And that illustrates local does make a difference.
Although I was, not that it's really germane, but I was literally in Orange County the week before the shutdown. Mm. And they were telling us, I guess we all were hearing things. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Orange County is very, very different. Well, tell us a little bit about your ministry, American Faith. How can people get involved? There aren't that many real sources that people can draw on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people feel like there's too many things. They don't know which one. So why should they connect with you?
Well, it's AmericanFaith.com is the site. It really began out of the frustration of COVID and the lockdowns. And so we said, how can we publish news that you can trust? Because that was a big buzzword. You know, how do I trust my news? So we said the qualifier would be, we will cite at least three sources in every original article we publish. And we'll only publish articles that we can verify have truthfulness to them. And so if we curate news, we do that. Since the kind of the early, you know, growing of that, our team of, you know, like one volunteer has grown to like 20 people now. And so we have 4 full-time editors, you know, we have graphic design, you know, social media. And so now we see to our newsletter about 26 million opens per year on our newsletter alone, about 5 million visits to our website. So you can go there. We've just added a seasoned news anchor from a Fox News. She got let go from Fox Sacramento because she was too conservative. So we picked her up. So now we have a news anchor that does a daily brief every day. Of course, you can go there and we do the top three. What are the top three stories I should know today? This is what's really popular because people don't have time to dig into a lot of news, but like, what can I get quickly and fast? So every morning, we send this out, you get it in your mailbox, you get to see what's going on. And if you choose to, you can go deeper into our website and know more.
Okay, let me ask a controversial one.
Okay.
That's about Donald Trump.
Okay.
And that's been trending the last few days. A friend of mine in England even sent me a link from, I guess, the Times of London.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying that the evangelicals who back Trump overwhelmingly are not apparently backing him the same way. And apparently this was rubbing him the wrong way. Mm. So what do you see happening about, and we say evangelicals because people call us that,
right,
to differentiate against, I guess, people that are more liberal or even woke, mm-hmm, or who don't believe in the inerrancy of the Bible or whatever.
Right.
But evangelicals covers a wide spectrum of Christian theology, as you well know. So what do you see happening?
Well, I think, first of all, if anything we learned about polls when Donald ran the first time, he shouldn't have been elected. So polls are always, they're in flux constantly. We actually have a poll up right now. We run a new poll about every 4 weeks. The one we have now is, who would you choose to be your Republican nominee for president? And it was Donald Trump and DeSantis. So we thought, well, let's just see what happens. The first 2 weeks, it was overwhelmingly DeSantis. Now it's 77%, 23% in favor of Trump. Now that's our audience. So that's not everybody's audience. I think Trump is such a wild card that anything can happen. And that means not only from a political standpoint, but what comes out of his mouth. I mean, who knows? You know, he is he can make things happen when everybody says it won't happen. So I think the controversy is going to continue. I'm looking forward to the debates because they're going to be a lot of fun. And Donald Trump will be the centerpiece of that fun.
That's a very positive way to look at it. And you're right. You never know what to expect with Donald Trump. And I've written 3 books on the man and interviewed him personally. But and Ron DeSantis is our governor here in the free state of Florida. That's how we say it.
Yeah, it is.
So
I just want you to know we've contributed from California some of our members to help you out be more red, okay?
Well, thank you. And thank you. If we had time, we could do a deep dive on so many subjects, mm-hmm, but I know that this is interesting to my listeners and viewers. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
And tell us one time, I'll give you the last word. I want you to tell people again how they can connect with you, your ministry, and your church.
All right, great. Well, if you want to know more, you can go to AmericanFaith.com, and we're going to give you news you can trust. If you want to get an overview of sermons and messages in our ministry, you can go to InfluenceChurch.org. And we'd love to have you visit if you're ever in California. And God bless you all. And thank you for being a part of this time with my hero, Steve Strang.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com. In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over 4 decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit.
go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.